Welcome everyone to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys podcast, episode 393. We're up to the final film of the Jet Li's franchise, Once Upon a Time in China and America from 1997. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, Nate, we made it to the final film. Yes. All right. So what would you like to say about it? I mean, we got to the last one. So
yeah, I will say this. This is an uneven franchise. That's probably the nicest way I could put it. It's uneven. There are some real bangers early on, and then there's a middle part where it's like, it was just okay, and then the last two I have not loved. Mm-hmm. So pretty uneven, definitely on the sort of downward slope after the first two movies. But you know what? Interesting. Even the ones that aren't that good are somewhat interesting, and they have some good humor. Some of them are pretty funny. So there's things in it that makes it watchable, but I haven't loved them since part two.
Yeah, I will say this. One thing I will say is if this was a trilogy, I think if they came out with a 4K trilogy of this set, I would buy the trilogy. Yeah. I was like, you know what? I did like the first two a lot. And the third one was, it's okay, but it was still a good third movie. Right. It wasn't that bad. But I will say this. I enjoyed myself for a movie franchise that I never seen or even heard of before. And I purchased on Criterion because you said one of these years we're going to see it. I was like, all right, we cracked it open. We watched them. And I will say I enjoyed it for what they were. But all right, let's get right into it. This movie, Jet Li came back. And I guess it worked because this movie made $30 million Hong Kong. Bucks.
Whoa, that's way more than the fifth one.
Way more than the third, the fourth, and the fifth put together. Because Jet Li was back. Everyone was like, oh my God, Master Sifu is back.
Master Sifu is back in the West eating beans and bread. We gotta
see this movie. So yeah, they were like, Sifu back? Mm-hmm. So I said, all right, cool. But did it actually work for the critics, this movie? Did you get critics numbers for
these? You're never going to believe this.
Uh-oh.
This has nothing for critic score. This has... Okay. These last three movies have no critic scores. They didn't review them. They said, you know what? We don't care. It has an audience score, though. And let me tell you, it's the worst one of the whole franchise. So even though this made the most Hong Kong bucks, it has only a 25% audience score, which I'm not going to lie. And this is, again, no spoilers for the review. I've watched the movie. I've also seen 4 and 5. This seems a little low, but I'm not saying this is a great movie or nothing, but it seems a little low. 25 is like, we've reviewed some movies that are in the 25s and they're worse. But whatever, I don't know. You never know what's going to hit for people. I feel like maybe you're in the 25%.
I'm going to be really honest with you. For me, I think this is spot on. I think this is spot on for me. I don't know for you. Because
I can tell by your face. You're like, nope, 25, that's right.
Yeah, I mean, I was just like, oh, I thought you were going to say like 40 or something. I was like, what? All right, look, it is what it is. 25. I want to get into this one because this is a very unique, weird-ass movie, which we could talk about. All right, so let's just get right into it. Let's see. Lee character, Jet Li is back for the final time as Master Sifu. So what you got?
Fei Hung. Yeah, and I got to say, shout out to our intern, Scott. He got to watch this movie because he's a Western guy. This movie's a Western movie, straight up. I bet you he's never seen it. Part 6 of this franchise. So I know he listens. Scott, you got to watch this movie now because it's a Western. Lead character, we've had this other guy for the last two movies. He's tried his best, but he's not been Jet Li. And I got to say, it is a welcome sight to see Jet Li back in the role. He, even in this one, which is like a lesser movie, he's so much better than that other guy that automatically I was like, yes, this is my guy. He's riding the carriage with 14th Aunt. That opening scene, and I kid you not, I laughed so hard. He's like, where, what, why, when? Where, what, why, when? And then that guy, Billy, he asked the other guy, he asked Clubfoot, what's your name? He just goes, when? Bro, I was cracking up. Yeah, I liked him in this movie. I did not give him the 5, though. He was a 5 in the first two. I did give him a 4. I liked him. He's playing the character. He still has the super martial arts ability. He still has the reverence, even though these people left from China and went to America. They know who he is. You know, oh, that's Wong Fei Hung. They did a lot of the humor, like when he's giving the speech when they're gambling. He's like, oh, come on, bet all your money. Like, just throw it all away. Who cares? He still has the same characteristics of trying to make everybody be a better person, more proud of their heritage, all that stuff. I'm cool with it. The only reason I gave it a 4 is I don't like the amnesia part. And also, that's going to go more in storyline, but like that whole storyline is pointless. It's pointless in the movie. And the movie's only an hour and 40, and that takes up like 15 minutes of it. So this movie would have been an hour 25 if they just cut that out. So I feel like maybe that's why it was in there, just to kind of pad it out. I don't like the amnesia aspect. especially because he gets his memory back just by getting hit by some water. And then all of a sudden he's like, oh, shoot, 13th out. I love you. We're engaged, you know. But overall, it was a welcome sight to see him back in the role, especially in the action. So I gave him a 4.
Okay. I don't know how we're going to go with this.
I don't care. Let's do it. This is going to be exciting.
This is going to be funny. All right. So I agree with you. The movie started. And I was like, wow, this is the last time I'm hearing those jingles.
Yep.
Jackie Chan singing. Right? The jingle of Jackie Chan. I was like, man, it's the last time I'm going to hear this beautiful song. And then I was like, all right, Jet Li's in the carriage. And I said, oh, my boy is in there. And then he did the first fight. And I said, oh my God, I loved it. I was like, he's fighting Indians and cowboys.
Oh yeah,
and
with the speed.
This dude is super fast. And I said, I miss you. I was like, this is amazing. Well, I'm not taking it away from the other guy. The other guy did a great job, but he ain't precise and finesse like my boy. Super speed. I was like, oh my God, he's so quick. But anyway, then that freaking amnesia shit hit. So he was good in the movie. I don't know, man. I this script is god awful for this character. Like, I liked him. It did feel natural seeing him on screen, but it just felt like a TV soap opera movie, like a Hallmark movie, if you know what I mean. It felt 100%. Like a Hallmark movie. And I was like, yo, this doesn't feel like what we just saw like 5 movies ago. Like, even the crap one was shot, besides the last one, looked like it was shot over another movie. But other than that one, they all was polished and it felt like a movie. This one didn't feel like it. It just felt like a TV.
It looked like a TV movie.
It does look like a TV movie. Like, and I was just like, no way. I was like, this does not feel good. The character, I feel like it was on, and when he was with the Indians because he had the amnesia, felt so off, weird. I mean, I didn't like it as much. I didn't like him as much either, the character. I just felt like he just fell apart after the amnesia. I don't know. I just personally feel like the Indian and Cowboys was not there for me. It did not work for me. Like it just should have stood his own lane and stood in China. He went to San Francisco. They opened up a new clinic. I understand why he went. I just was like, Jet Li was just a waste in this damn movie because it just felt like a TV movie. I was just like, oh God. Like, I literally, like, again, funny parts, but it was missing Fong, bro. I'm like, you, my man Fong was in the movies.
Yeah. We had Clubfoot and they changed his face. They took off his little scar, jacked up face. So he was back and 13th Art was back, but that's it. Everyone else was new.
Fong was missed. And it was weird to say because I'm like, I kind of missed him because he had that banter.
Yeah, why did they make Clubfoot him? It was pretty much what it was.
Yeah, it was. You know? You're right.
You literally subbed them out. The only difference would be the fighting parts. But as far as the character, he just fills the role that Foon played in all the other movies. So it's like...
But you're right, though, because you know what? I think it would have been more meaningful with Foon.
Yeah.
Because he's been with him and he's been his disciple the whole time. And like, even him trying to snap his master's brain back together again, him doing the fighting against him could have triggered it. Like, something funny he would have did on the thing and it would have triggered it. But it is what it is. But Jet Li, I give him a 3. And that's not even... Not because of Jet Li's performance. His performance was great. I loved it. I was like, this is great. But the character himself, I just felt like this was a TV show version of Sifu. And I was just like, I didn't care for it. I was just like, okay. Main villain. Indians, cowboys.
No, the mayor and that guy with the eyebrows, bro. What was that guy, first of all? All right. Let me talk about these villains real quick. So there are, I'm going to give this movie more credit than you in a lot of ways. I could already tell, but that's okay. Only because more so than the last 3 movies, a lot of stuff in this movie is very defined. I was never confused. Mm-mm. I got to give it some points because I was confused as heck in 3, 4, and 5. Like, who's the good guy? No, who's the bad guys? What do they want? What's this storyline? We talked about it. This is still a movie that's in another language, but there's also a lot of people who speak English. And maybe that helped a little bit as far as like the story, but I understood what was happening all the time. So the main villains here, you got the mayor who hates Chinese people. He hires this group of bandits who's led by this dude who looks like
a Mexican bandit.
He's supposed to be Mexican. He looks Asian, first of all. But then he has these huge eyebrows. But he speaks English, like regular English. So maybe he's an Asian American actor. I don't even know. Listen, mad weird. He looked mad weird. When he kicked the wolf into the air, I nearly fell off my bed laughing. It was so funny. He's like, wants to fight these wolves. And he cuts his chest. He's like, come on. Come on. And then the wolf runs at him. And he says, uppercut, kicks it 30 feet in the air. And then he sidekicks it with the spur, and the wolf goes flying, and it was hilarious. So that's what we're dealing with as far as villains. I gave him a 2. Only because it's too cartoony. But I didn't go with a 1 because he does fight. He has a long fight with Jet Li at the end, which I liked. Well, that's for action. But the mayor, he's also the mastermind. He's the one who hires the bandit. He basically hires the bandits to rob the bank to frame the Chinese people.
Yeah.
Because he hates Chinese people. So where the other movies dealt with xenophobia and stuff, it was more so from the Chinese perspective. Now it's dealing with it like from the Americans not liking the Chinese people coming in their country and stuff like that. So yeah, he's like whatever. He's another one. He's very over the top. He's very like, you know, he just hates them all. And he's a horrible actor. He's absolutely terrible. A lot of the actors in this movie are really bad, but he's especially not that. Well, no, there's two guys who are worse. Those two sheriff guys. Hey, come over here with me. Hey, get over here. Go in there. Go. Hey, hands behind your back. Like literally that's how they talk. Horrible. I gave it a 2.
Okay. Dude, I totally agree with you. I gave it a 2 also. Not going to be bad. I gave it a 2 also. I gave it points for the fighting and whatever. But that Mexican bandit / Asian character, I don't know what the hell I was watching. It felt like a Klingon from the 1970s, like the original Star Wars. I was just like, holy hell, he looks like an original Klingon. But that landed on the Once Upon a Time.
It landed in the West by in accident. The West.
Yeah. So it was weird. Like the villains were, you know, the villains could have worked very well if they had really good actors, but they were all horrible. Like they found them in a horrible like pile of like, we need actors for like $10 a day. Let's just get this group of people. You're right. The fight between those guys, fine. I'm not going to talk about because that's the next segment. Yeah. But that is the only grace because were they formidable? Yes. But the problem is they were horrible actors. Like even the ones that like we did prior to, let's say 2, the 3 or whatever, they were good actors, but we just didn't know their language and we had to do it through reading to figure out what they were doing. But if I was speaking the language of these movies, I would be like, yo, these villains from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 could have been great. I would be like, wow, those are great. But we don't speak those languages and we don't even have dubs. Like this is the first set of franchise that we ever did that we didn't have English dubbed, which it was weird. But anyway, to say that, yeah, you have a guy that could have been an Asian guy under makeup. He was so weird. He has spurs that cuts people's throats and all this stuff. And I was just like, whoa, you're right. That wolf kicking thing was so hilarious. I thought that was funny. Even the table scene towards the end when he kicked the tables and they were kicking tables. And I was like, whoa, damn, their foot must be made out of lead to pick up like tables with one foot. But yeah, no, I give it a 2. I thought it was still weak. Nothing strength in that department. Okay. So
by the way, that guy, he only made 4 movies. The guy who was the eyebrows. He was in this movie. He was in 1997's Mr. Nice Guy, which is a Jackie Chan movie.
By the guy from who did this movie.
Oh, really? Sammo Hung? Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. He also did a movie called The Circuit 2. He played a character named Fighter. Mm-hmm. And then he was in a movie called Chick Street Fighter, and he played a guy named Aussie Fighter. He's constantly just Fighter. In this movie, his name was Bandit Leader. He doesn't even have a name. That's true. They never said his name. He was just...
No, they didn't. He's like, where's my money? You tried to trick me. But okay, 2 across the board there. Action scenes.
I liked a lot of it. I won't lie. There's some I didn't like. But again, comparative. Okay, the last one had too much guns. The wire work in the last 2. I liked it better here. It was used, but more so like how it was in the first 2 movies where... Sure, here and there they'd have like an extra high jump, like when he's going on the horse, he like kind of jumps higher than normal. But we don't got people literally running through the sky, touching nothing and going 75 feet. So I preferred this as far as wire work goes. But Jet Li, awesome in this movie. Great to see him back. Honestly, what this movie has that the last ones were missing for me is a lot of one-on-one fights. I want one-on-one martial arts fights. And you got Clubfoot versus that big dude. That was fun. Mm-hmm. Who doesn't love a good Rey Mysterio versus Big Show match? You know what I mean? Like the small versus the big. It's always a good contrast. I like that. I did like Jet Li versus the main bandit guy at the end. I really liked Clubfoot versus Jet Li. That was fun because he was going back to jog his memory and he was acting like all the guys he fought in the first 2 movies.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Yeah.
He's like, I'm Iron Fist. Punch me in the stomach because he keeps getting punched in the stomach.
in the face.
Then he gets out the rag, and then he's like, oh, he's Donnie Yen. He does the wet rag thing. He puts on the hat. So I liked that. That was a lot of fun. And that scene was great. And Jet Li's like getting progressively more upset. He's like, why are you so mad? Like, what is going on? And then he tries to hit him with the stick. So I actually liked the action. You're right. The Indian fight at the beginning when he's kicking the spears, and it was fun. It's still not a five though. The first two, because remember when they fight in the rain? All I kept remembering was like, man, the rain when they fight. Fought in the rain. Remember when Donnie Yen and Jet Li fought in that little hallway and it was awesome. So this is still better though for me than the last two really. So I gave it a four.
Okay. So this is the highest point it's going to get from the movie itself. I agree. I gave it a four. I don't think it's a five. But one thing it did have was Jet Li. And boy, let me tell you, Jet Li was so freaking good in this movie. Mm-hmm. This dude was fast and I missed it. When he's kicking the axe off the air and he's catching them and throwing it back and he's kicking it and he's hitting up. And I said, oh my God, I missed this guy. You're right. When he's on the wire, he looks more natural because he done it so many times.
Yeah.
So when he's jumping onto the caverns, I didn't care. I was like, my boy's back. I was like, he looks so natural doing it. It looks so cool. My favorite scene is when he fought Clubfoot. It's my favorite scene. I know the bandit one was really good, but I already seen those type of scenes throughout the other movie. I think this one was, for me, was good because it was him versus his own friend that's trying to jog his memory. My other favorite scene is, you're right, when he gets, don't punch me in the face, punch me in the chest. I thought that was funny. But my other favorite part is when he's putting more clothes. And he goes, man, he hits hard. he's like, I need more padding. He kicked him so hard. He kept putting layers of clothes on and on. And he goes, oh my God, I need more padding. I thought that was really fun. But I think to me, it would have felt more for us that we've seen all of them. Would have felt more heartfelt if it was Fung doing all of that and he's getting his ass beat. I thought it would have been cool. I mean, we got Clubfoot, and I kind of understand why they used him because he is the more, technically, he's more fighting just like him because he taught him. So I thought that was cool. But yeah, that whole thing was cool. The Indian thing, when he woke up from the amnesia and they went to attack him and he doesn't remember, and then all of a sudden he started hitting all these dudes. Yeah. I thought that was pretty cool. I'm not going to lie. I was like, okay, that's cool. But man, when he kicks someone, they fly like 80 feet across the room. And I loved it. Yeah. I was like, wow. 13 Aunt did some fighting in this, which I was so happy.
The scene was fun.
Yeah, I was so happy because I was like, man, we never got to see her fight and learning from him. And now you got to see it. She did a little bit of it. So I was kind of happy to see her
progress.
Feel
my kick. Yeah. She kicked him. My kick, and he falls out the carriage.
Yeah, so it's definitely a four. This was the upgrade from the last movie because of Jet Li. I felt that. And Billy learning how to do kung fu, I thought that was too funny.
Oh, Billy, by the way, too, I had to look him up. He is a guy who was a stuntman. So he did some acting, but he was a second unit director. He's a second unit, if you don't know a little, not that people I'm sure know, but second unit directors are basically guys who direct action scenes usually. So he's done a lot of action directing. So that's why, because you could tell at the beginning when he jumps out of the way of the horses, the way he does that flip, like, oh, this guy's like a stunt. He's not a regular actor. Sure enough, that's what Billy is. So he's done acting, but he's more so known as a stunt guy and a second unit director. So that was kind of cool. That he gave him a role here. He keeps calling Clubfoot Seven, and I don't know why. I don't remember him ever saying that was his name, but
he's called him Seven?
Yeah, in the credits, Clubfoot's named Seven, and in the movie, Billy kept calling him Seven, but the other people call him Clubfoot at the beginning, so I don't know what's going on.
Well, remember, wasn't in this movie they kept talking about numbers? They were like...
Yeah, other people had numbers too.
But they didn't just never talked about it as much. But anyway, okay, four for me, four for you. Okay, storyline.
All right, I know we're not going to be the same on this one. I didn't mind the storyline. There's a lot of problems I had with the movie, which I'm kind of saving for overall. But again, I give it credit because I knew what was happening the whole entire time. I was never confused. I was never like, who's the good guy? Look how easy I was able to explain to you the bad guy's plot. I could never know what was going on in the other ones. I'm like, man, there's some pirates. They're stealing rice. I don't know what's going on here. These guys, it's very easy. It's a Western town, crooked mayor, a sheriff who's like kind of nice to the Chinese people, but is still crooked, bandits hired, doing a frame job. Fine. The only reason I marked down for the story is the amnesia part. I didn't like it. I don't mind amnesia in movies. Like, remember Unknown with Liam Neeson? That was a pretty cool. It wasn't really, it turns out it was like they were faking. But still, that works because it's a mystery. There's no mystery here. Like, you know who this guy, this is a sixth movie. You know who he is. You know who he knows. You know who he doesn't know. He doesn't. And then they kind of bail on it. Like, he's only an amnesiac for like 15 minutes of screen time. And then he's back to recognizing people, right? Maybe 20 minutes. I did like to see him dressed as an Indian. That was hilarious with the little feather in his, he had like little feather in his thing and everything. That made me laugh. Also, he had that hot Indian girl who was trying to get with him. She was bad. I would have gave up on 13th thought. When she was like, do you miss her? I would have been like, yes. Like, whatever. All jokes aside, hot Indian girl. But that whole story, that section feels tacked on when he's living with the Indians. And then the guy's like, I want your daughter. I want to marry her. And then he fights her. It's like, what is the point of this? It ultimately proves pointless because it has nothing to do with the main storyline of this mayor trying to get rid of these Chinese people. It has nothing to do with it. Even at the end, 13th Aunt goes to get the Indians and they show up after everything's already went down. He's like, they're here to help. I'm like, help what? Everything is already, done. So I did mark off for that. But overall, I thought the story was fine. I really didn't have a problem. You could tell it is Chinese people doing a Western. What they think a Hollywood American Western movie is filtered through their eyes. And you could tell, but I think it was, I didn't hate it. I gave it a 3.
Cool. I gave it a 2. I agree. One thing I do agree with you in your stuff was that, yes, it's understandable. Like, you understand what you're watching because they talked English. And I think you're right. It is the main factor difference here. We kind of understand what was going on. My only problem is that I felt like the story was just lackluster. It just felt like you just said it. It was filmed through the eyes of a Chinese person, what a Western should be. Because I have a feeling if it was written by an actual Western writer, this movie would have been dope with Jet Li throughout, with a good revenge story and a cowboy thing. Right? Because all cowboy movies are what? Revenge, stealing banks. So this one was, could have worked. Yes. Directed by someone that knows how to direct cowboy movies. But my only problem with this movie, it felt like a soap opera, like a General Hospital, all my children type of damn storyline where he gets amnesia by hitting a rock. Then and then the way he got hit with the rock, these dudes got barreled by their carriage and then fall like 10 feet into a water. Then it became rapids and then he got hit. And then all of a sudden he ended up in the Indians, and then with the Indians, the rest is history from there. So like for me, I was just like, oh man, this felt like a General Hospital type of storyline. And then you got Billy the Kid, who wants to be Billy the Kid. It's like Billy.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I can see why they picked him, but I don't know. For me, I just felt like it was weak. Like to end this whole thing, I was like, man, I thought Jet Li coming back, I thought it was going to be a stronger story. Like even something I thought we were going to get like a storyline for part two, like a supernatural type being or something, like an Indian ghost or something. I was like, okay, I'm cool with that. But we didn't get none of that. And I just felt like it was lackluster. I was just like, it just did not work for me. Where I was like, worked for you because you gave it a point higher than me. So
I just understood what was going on. I gave it an extra credit probably. I could see where you're coming from for sure.
Yeah. So, okay. So with that, it's a 2 for me and 2 for you. So overall.
3 for me. 2 for you.
3 for you.
We might be the same here. I don't know. Overall, I did give it a 2.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of what you just said. It first of all, most of it felt like a TV movie. It looked like a TV movie. And I mean, Sammo Hung is a good director when it comes to the action and stuff. No problems with it. But the film itself looks like a TV movie. It looks like an American TV movie. There's other directors who have... like Joss Whedon has been accused of this too. It has to do with like the lighting and the way you film and frame stuff. And it looks TV rather than super cinematic. This is not overly cinematic. It's very TV movie. So I dinged off for that. Also, the acting is horrible. Everyone who speaks English, Billy was okay. He wasn't great, but he was like tolerable. Every other English speaking character is terrible in this movie. Even the Native Americans are terrible in this movie. The sheriff guys are terrible. I thought the main sheriff, he was okay. All the Asians are actually really good. Everyone who's speaking Chinese is good in this movie. Even the foreman, who's like crooked, he was like getting paid by the white guy under the table. Fine, he was a good actor. But a lot of the acting was bad. And I just feel like this felt, like I mentioned, it felt like a Western through the eyes of people who aren't from America. Not that they can't make it, because spaghetti Westerns are made by Italians. So,
yeah.
And there, a lot of them are very good. But this was weird. It just, a lot of it felt weird to me. I found it entertaining, but not particularly good, if that makes sense. Like, I wasn't bored. I totally knew what was going on. I liked some of the sets and stuff, but I was also like, this is strange. Like, it's just something about it felt really, like they should have went back to China, just stayed in China and done a story over there. I don't know. With a cool villain, But overall, I gave it a 2.
Yeah, I agree with this one. Now, this is one score we agree on, and that's a 2. This movie is a 2. I do agree with you. Was it fun? Yeah. Was it whack? Yeah. But the thing is, it felt like you're watching a low budget film. And that's the thing. Like, when you watch a Netflix movie, like a big Netflix movie, it looks Netflix. Like, it's weird to say, but it has like a Netflix look to it. 100%. Compared to like a box office movie. Like, you could tell the difference between a box office camera and a Netflix camera and the way they shot it and color graded. This one felt like a TV show. Like, I was watching a 30 minute TV show of these characters going through through San Francisco, and they're opening up a new clinic. My man Bucktooth opened up one for him. He's going to visit, whatever. And then stuff happens. And I'm like, okay, cool. But it was just whack. It was just like horrible acting across the board. That's why I was saying it felt like a TV show, because it's just horrible acting. Like, what happened to the production of actors here? Maybe that's why Fong didn't come back. He was like, yo, this is going to be garbage. I ain't coming back. So
and this
maybe
was 97 and it looked like, again, it looked like 91. Like, it looked older than it was.
You're right. And then it felt like they must have paid Jet Li a lot of money to come back. A lot of money. Like, so, and you could see his name was popular because the movie gained $30 million for this type of movie in Hong Kong books. So with that said, yeah, I was not too fond of this one. This one might be my least favorite compared to the one that was played by another guy. And I didn't know what was going on in those movies, but I kind of enjoyed those more than this one. And with Jet Li, I mean, one thing I got to say is Jet Li is a great lead character. For me to get excited on a 6th movie and he missed 2 movies prior and he comes back and I'm like, man, this dude is amazing. That tells you something about him. And I'm going to say this now. I can't wait to see more of his movies on the podcast or on my free time, because I like his stuff. I think he's really good and he's really fast. So with that said, that's a 2. Total points, Nate.
Overall, total points for me, 15 out of a 25. I did like this better than the last 2. Mainly because there's no stupid dragon fights. And there is a little dance at the very end. I was like, we almost made it through without the dragon. So they showed up at the very end. And I knew what was going on. But it's not particularly good. I wouldn't like recommend this. I would never, except for Scott, because it's a Western. So he has to watch it. Everyone else, I'd be like, no. You know, you can stop at 2. I know the 3rd is okay, but really, if you just watch it as a 1 and 2, it's like an awesome double feature.
Yeah.
So for me, it was a 15.
Yeah, I agree. I gave it a 13. I'm 2 points down.
13th on.
I'm 13 on. That was dedicated to 13 on.
Yeah.
Because honestly, this movie is lackluster. And I agree with you. I think 3 was decent and good. But from part 4 to 6, it's horrible. I would not recommend people to see 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah.
I will say, I agree with you. I'll say watch 1 and 2 is the best one.
Like, if you want to see great movies, 1 and 2.
Yeah, 1 and 2.
They're great. Yeah. 3 is good. 1 and 2 is great.
Yeah, I agree on that 100%. All right, Nate, what's coming up next?
Okay, so we're done. This franchise, I felt like we've been watching this for, I mean, technically we have been watching it for 1.5 months, but I feel like we've been watching it for 3 months. So it's time to get to a new franchise. And you know what? We got some shorter franchises coming up. Now, first, before I tell you what it is, we have continuing with Sword and Sandals Month, watching a little movie from 2011 called The Eagle. So we're going to be going over that movie, but new franchise. And this is a big one, Alex. I mean, and when I say a big one, I mean popular, money-making, well-regarded franchise. And it's our boy, Batman. We're doing some Batman movies. Finally, I don't know how I waited till 395 movies to get to the Nolan Batman movies, but here we are. I think it's good to spread them out. You know what I mean? Yeah. You got to spread. You can't put all the best franchise at the beginning and then we're grasping for straws later. So we're going to be doing some Batman Begins, special guest. We're going to be doing some Dark Knight, no guest, and some Dark Knight Rises, no guest. So it's just going to be me and Alex. And I know we have very different views on this trilogy. So this is going to be a fun one to review. You're going to get two. We'll have crossover. We always do. But you're going to get two distinct takes on these movies. So I'm excited to cover these. We both love Batman. He's our favorite DC guy. And these are, like I said, it's going to be great to have some Rotten Tomato scores, unlike these last 5 China movies where they just had nothing. So yes, The Eagle, Batman Begins, starting a new franchise.
Yeah, I mean, I can't wait for those. I don't, you know, it's funny. I don't gravitate to the Nolan's Batmans as right. much. But when I do enjoy watching those. So I can't wait to see these. I haven't seen these in a long time. And you know how I feel with Christian Bale's Batman.
I know. I can't wait to talk about
it. So that's going to be fun talking about.
Is it going to go like this? Whoop. The people listening have no idea what I just did, but it was a funny sound.
Yeah, it's going to be funny. All right, guys, you guys want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything the AMG podcast, you guys can follow us now on YouTube and listen to us on the computer while you work. Again, it's Action Movie Guys on YouTube. Subscribe, like, leave comments. We'll check them out and comment for you guys. And of course, you can take us on the go also with the Action Movie Guys podcast. We got 390 plus episodes on the podcast for you guys. I can't believe that. We're going to be celebrating our 400 episode live with everybody. Talk about our fun stuff. But with that said, of course, you guys can follow Geeks and Flicks on TikTok, Geeks and the letter Flicks. We put up exclusive reviews there. I do my martial arts 88 films, exclusive 1 minute reviews. Nate does his out of the theater reviews on stuff he doesn't like to elaborate in 5 minutes. He puts it down to 1 minute shorts. But with that said, I'm your host, Isaac Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Nate Flicks Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.